Next, we're going to talk to the little kids. And so we have Diane Gray. Huh? Yeah, Princess Di is going to come up and talk to us about the Braille Project. Braille stands for Braille Enrichment through Literacy and Learning. And she's going to talk about what we did at our Braille Project this year here in Indiana. Here is Diane Graves.
Okay. Another thing I need to let everybody know is that I am really winging it here today. I didn't expect to take Barb's place, so I will do the very best that I can. What I will say, I also want to congratulate Micah, and I think the STEP program is an amazing program. I actually, as a longtime Federationist, I probably should have, but I didn't know much about the program myself, so I thought it was very interesting. That first job opportunity is something that I didn't get until much, much later, so I just think it's amazing. That's something that blind teens have missed out on for years. So thank you for that. That's wonderful. The Bell Program, Braille Enrichment through Literacy and Learning, is an extremely valuable program. We've been doing it now for a few years, 3 years, I think. 4 years, okay. Yeah. And I participated the first year. Due to work commitments, I haven't been able to participate for the last 3 years. But I just think it's really valuable because one of the things that I would say is that the most valuable gift that has been given to me as a blind person is Braille. I use Braille every single day. I use it on the job. And I can't imagine where I'd be without it. So Braille is so, so important. And we introduce it to our kids at a very young age. We take kids ages 4 through 12, and it's a one-week kind of a summer camp thing where we, kids don't stay over, but we kind of operate it during the day, and kids come, and we introduce them to Braille and O&M skills. Ron does some with that, and Jean helps them a little bit with independent living, homemaking type skills, and we just really immerse them in the importance of Braille. We also, one thing that I did not get as a child that we give them is that exposure to the competent blind person. And that is also so, so important. That's basically what the Bell Program is. We also take them on field trips and do different things like that with them. So, I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful program. But its main focus is to introduce them to that vital importance of Braille. I mean, without literacy, there's just not much you can do in this world. So I can't stress enough the importance of Braille. You just really need that skill to function successfully as a blind person. So that is basically what I can tell you at this point. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Let me jump right in here and see if Pam wants to talk about it. She helped coordinate. She
was
a mic over there.
Yeah.
So,
well,
can you tell where they did or where y'all took them? How many kids?
Trying to remember. I think we had 6 this year. Mm-hmm. Kind of changed. Was it 6, Susan? Anyway, all right. I think so, too. Pretty much Diane covered it. Other than this year, we concentrated on art, which is something you don't hear about blind kids doing. But it's kind of funny that the National, that was their goal this year, was to do a lot of art projects. And we had been doing that ever since Bell started. So that was kind of cool. But we got to do, I actually am the art teacher. Don't know how that happened. Just did. So we do a lot of crafts, and this year the National gave us a kind of like, the best way to describe it is kind of like an Etch-a-Sketch for sighted kids, only this one you can do Braille through it. I'm trying to remember. Do you remember the name of that piece of equipment we had? Do you remember it? Probably not. Anyway, it was a piece of equipment that kids could do, I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of it. Yeah, that's close. I think that was it. Tactile Doodle. There you go. So, you could trace things, and then they could kind of fill those in and kind of get an idea of what shapes felt like. And it was really interesting. The kids really liked it. They had a lot of fun with that. And actually, National gave all the kids one to take home with them. That was really neat. Those were like over, I don't know, $100 more just to... for the kids, so they were really excited about that. So the kid, I love this program. I'm just going to flat out tell you, I take a week off work and I just go play with the kids. So, but I mean, it's just so exciting to see how they grow and how cool it is when they find out that RB is blind. They're like, wow, RB, you can't see. And they get excited that blind people are teaching them. And they love Bell so much that they really can't wait till the next Bell comes. And then we had a little couple that kind of got a crush on each other this year. That was pretty fun. We had Gracie, and then she kept saying, "You think he likes me?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm not getting in the middle of this." So. But it was great. I mean, just normal kids. They had a blast. We took them, trying to remember where all we did take them. We've taken them so many places. We have a playground that we take them to a lot. They like that. They get to go do whatever they want to do there. And one time, I'm not sure if anybody ever told them the story about Brian Clark. Do we do that before? Anyway, I'll tell you again, just in case, because I love this story. Brian was newly blinded, and he had come to the Federation, and he couldn't believe how, you know, his life totally changed after that. And he was brand new, and so I remember Micah saying, "Well, what can Brian add?" Because she knew he was brand new to being blind, right? I said, "Well, I don't know, but let's try it." So he came, and he had the kids leading him around. They thought that was so cool to be able to lead to lead a blind guy. And then he would get on, the kids would climb up on Brian would climb up on this thing and on the slide, and then the kids would come back down, and they would say, "Brian, don't be afraid. Come on, climb the stairs with us." So they were teaching Brian, and then Brian was teaching them. So it was amazing. So that's kind of what I know about Bell, other than I love it, and it's something you should all get involved if you have time to donate, just if it's a couple hours a day or whatever it is that you have, you know, any kind of talent that you have that would help these kids. It's definitely worthwhile. I get more out of it than I ever give. So anything.
One of the instructors, he read to the kids. Susan, you got anything to say about it? All right.
Got you.
She was also, and we'll get to speak about their experience.
We did.
Well, I've been working with Bell ever since it started and just loving watching these kids grow up. And I've taught Braille writing sometimes and Braille reading, and it's just really fun. We had one girl that we have, I should say, because we've had her all every single year since we started, who has other disabilities besides blindness. And just watching her grow and watching her, you know, this last year we were barely struggling to teach her the alphabet. And this year she was actually reading contracted Braille. And it's just amazing to watch these kids grow. So it's a very rewarding program. And I would say, you know, everybody that can step up to the plate, do something, because these kids just love it and they will thank you for it.
Right. Thank you. Judy Brown, is there anything you want to say about your experience with the kids?
Mr. President, I got something to say.
Okay,
I think that the kids did, they do an excellent job when they're at Bell. They're with us for a week, and we have so much fun with them. I help them with cooking, and they make dynamic, I mean, wonderful grilled cheese sandwiches. We do all kinds of little things though in the kitchen, and working with them, teaching them, you know, just some daily living skills and folding clothes and counting money, making sure that that they know how to do that, and you know, telling them save some of your money when you get it, and just you know, just talking to them about whatever they want to talk about while we're working. So I think they're wonderful kids. Love them all. We had a great time every year that we've done Bell, and we look forward to doing it with them again next year.
Ron, I did forget one thing. Hey, Ron, can I tell this one little thing?
Absolutely.
One other thing that we do every day with the kids is called, it's actually called Bell Ringers. So at the end of the day, we get them in a circle, and they all get to get up and tell us their favorite thing or something they learned, whatever it is, what they did that day, and they love that part. They ring those bells so loud, and they just love it. They won't forget that. Anything else? Another thing that we do is at the end of the day, they get to come and pick toys, because I love going shopping and buying all these little toys for them to take from, but some of them are getting too old for all those little toys. But they get to pick out something from the store, and they love that too. So they get to spend their money at the store. They collect money by doing really good things, and if they're really well behaved and, you know, do what they're supposed to do, they get money so they can spend it at the end of the day.
There you go. I wanted you guys, and I'll let Di to wrap it up, but I wanted you guys to
Mr. Brown, I got something to say, and
hear from the instructors how they feel about the kids and why we do this program. And the thing about it is, we give of our time that whole week. Some of us take off work for a whole week. None of us are paid to do this job. We do it because we love the kids and we want to see the kids grow in our organization and stay a part of our organization. But the one thing that topped it off for me this year, because I've been with them all 4 years, is that when we had their graduation and after the graduation, we have one little girl named Gracie who's aging out of the program. Now, she's aging out of the program, but she wants to stay with the program. So she asked that she be one of the instructors next year or help her. That was excellent. Now, that's powerful to me when you leave a program and still want to be a part of it. That makes it successful. All right, Joe.
I actually have worked with the students, too, for 3 out of the last 4 years.
Oh, excellent.
One of the things that I enjoy about the program, Susan kind of stole some of my thunder, but is watching the kids grow and watching their improvements from year to year. And, you know, the student that Susan was talking about that has other disabilities. The first year I ever worked with her, she wanted to beat people to death with that cane. Now she's keeping it on the ground and treating the cane like her friend. And, you know, and that's just one of the things I enjoy about doing it is, you know, seeing the differences in the kids from year to year.
Let me say something about Joe and what he has done. Because Joe went to a training center, you guys, not too long ago. He went to Louisiana, got his skills and tech, and came back. We give back in so many different ways. It's just, you know, each one. And that's what we're doing in the Bell Project here.
Mr. President. Mr. President. Yes. Do you mind if I say anything about the National Federation of the Blind Newsline coming over to the Bell program?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana Newsline, we've had the privilege of coming over to introduce the children to the National Federation of the Blind Newsline. Although they are young, I find that these children are very technically sound because there's one or two students in that class. When I was telling them about the app, they pulled the app right up. And I'm like,
wow.
What's going on? And they pulled the app up, and I told them, well, you need your ID and security code, and that we have to get in touch with their parents, because there's a lot to read in there on NFP Newsline regarding children. But I find it very challenging to talk to young children, children at that age, simply because it's basically about a lot of news and a lot of reading. But it's good to introduce to them that to that, and they seem to be very receptive to it. And each year we give them, we come in, and we know we have to keep their attention. So at the end, I give each of them about $5 or $10 to keep their attention. And that really draws them to that. So I just want to say we have enjoyed doing that, Florence and I, when we do come over for that. And we want to thank the Bell team for allowing us to participate actively in that particular endeavor.
Go ahead, Di.
Okay, just one final point that I wanted to make. As you can see, this is a very exciting program. But I wanted to point out that this is not only enrichment for the kids, it's also enrichment and hope for the parents. Because, you know, even though they come and they drop their kids off, you know, they can see what their kids are learning, they can see how they're growing. And if you are a parent and you have a four-year-old and you've never been exposed to, you know, blind people or the world of blindness, then you don't know. You worry about what your child is going to be able to do or how they're going to grow and develop. And if you can see all these confident blind people and all these skills that they're learning, then it gives that parent a sense of hope, and it lets them know that their child is going to be okay. And, you know, the sooner they can learn that in their child's life, the better life is going to be for the parent and for the child. So it's just a great program. It's very exciting, and I'd encourage all of you to get involved.
All right, thank you,
Don. Last word on Bill is coming from the national rep this weekend with us, Carla McQuillan, who is the national coordinator for Bell for our country. There you go.
Thank you, Ron. So, next year's theme, music, movement, and mathematics.
Oh.
Yes. We don't know what the giveaway will be. It was the easy sketch pad that Pam was trying to remember the name of. So, yes, we're focusing on music, movement, and mathematics, which I think is going to be very exciting. Huh? What? All M's, yes. We like alliteration, yes. So Ron asked, and I didn't prepare for this, but Ron asked if I could just kind of give an overview of how many students we serve across the country, how many states, blah, 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 blah. So I can give you rough figures. I know what it was at the beginning. I know how many states. We had 45 programs in 38 states, I'm pretty sure, signed up and planning to do their Bell Academies. I know that a couple of them had to cancel, so it's probably not exactly those numbers. I also know that we served over 350 students nationwide, and I am technically, when Carlton Walker left this position because she was working with her daughter who was graduating from high school and going through all those things that blind kids have to go through when they graduate from high school, and so there was nobody to take on the Bell work. So I volunteered because I hated to see this program go away. And for the past 2 years, that's what I've been doing, mostly training, because that's what I like to do, adult training. I'm done with kids. I work with the adults. Sometimes not as fun, but oh well. So Karen Anderson, as of the end of August, I believe, is officially the Bell coordinator at the national level. I'm doing training and branding. So And we have our Bell training seminar coming up January, and I'm sure you guys are sending a teacher and a coordinator. We'd love to have you guys there, and we are so happy that you're doing the Bell Academy here in Indiana, and it sounds like you got a lot of people involved, and that's what we like to see, a lot of affiliate involvement.